33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Day 6. Six Defining Spiritual Moments. The spiritual life is chief among serious endeavors. Something that is serious is demanding and requires careful consideration and earnest application. Our need for depth and seriousness is best met with rich inner life. The spiritual life is made up of seasons, and even in the darkest moments, it is important to remind ourselves that spring will come again. What is unchallenging allows us to make sense of change. The six lessons I'm about to share with you have served me well in every season. Over the past 35 years, I have experienced many seasons in my spiritual life, long stretches of great spiritual consistency, other stretches when I have been inconsistent in my prayer, times of resistance and times of surrender, seasons of great patience and seasons of self-impatience, periods when I couldn't wait to get to prayer and periods when I had to force myself to keep showing up, days when I felt warmth of God's love fill my whole being and days when I felt so cold it seemed he could not be further away from me, weeks when I felt I was in the thickest fog and months when I saw things with great clarity, seasons of trial when nothing seemed to go right and seasons of triumph when it seemed like nothing could go wrong. The six lessons I am about to describe to you had a seismic impact on my inner and outer self. I am confident they will also have a great impact on your life. The definition of seismic is of enormous proportions or effect. I use that word very deliberately here. The first shift, just begin the conversation. This is the first seismic shift in the spiritual life. Prayer is a conversation. Once the conversation has begun, it can lead anywhere. Most important, it will lead to the places it needs to lead to. Never underestimate how important it is to just begin the conversation. This is true with your friends and colleagues, your brothers and sisters, your spouse and children, and of course with God. This first shift requires us to make the journey from the head to the heart, to turn from a thinking type of prayer to a relational style of prayer. It is about learning to pray from your heart. The second shift, ask God what He wants. The second of these seismic shifts occurs when we stop asking God for what we want and start asking what He wants. The majority of prayers mumbled and muttered, whispered and screamed on the planet today will be asking God for something. This second shift is seismic because it is when we begin to ask the big question, God, what do you think I should do? When we start asking God for advice, direction, inspiration, and guidance, this is a significant moment. When we stop asking Him for things, for favors, and for our will to be done, we begin to open ourselves to much more than His will. We open ourselves to His wisdom. As we mature spiritually, we realize that to want anything other than the will of God is foolish and futile. But in the early stages of our spiritual development, the will of God can seem heavy, restrictive, and burdensome, even though the opposite is true. The other thing that happens when we ask God about His ways and plans is that we begin to adopt a spiritual curiosity. This curiosity about God and His dreams for us and the world can be incredibly invigorating. It transforms the way we see ourselves, other people, creation, society, and indeed God Himself. Getting what we want doesn't make us happy. We know that from experience. The wise seek the will of God in all things. The third shift, give yourself to prayer. The third seismic shift that occurs in the inner life is when we stop doing our prayer and start giving ourselves to prayer. Giving yourself to prayer means showing up and letting God do what He wants with you during the time of prayer. It means letting go of expectations and agendas for our time with God. It means detachment from the feelings that prayer provokes within us. In the seven levels of intimacy, I introduce the concept of carefree timelessness. Carefree timelessness is the reason young people fall in love so easily, and the lack of carefree timelessness is the reason so many couples fall out of love. What is carefree timelessness? Time together without an agenda. The third seismic shift of the spiritual life requires us to surrender to the experience and to believe that God is working in us, even when it feels like we are not accomplishing anything. It is about enjoying some carefree timelessness with God. What makes it difficult is that so much of our lives are focused on doing and accomplishing. The shift requires us to let go and focus on being. The shift from doing prayer to giving ourselves to prayer may seem subtle, but the reality is it is one of the most significant inner challenges that can take place in our souls. The fourth shift, transform everything into prayer. Prayer is not an activity that encompasses a small portion of our days. It is a way of life. Prayer awakens our spiritual senses and we become aware of God at our side throughout the day. Not that He is in our presence, but that we are continually in His presence. The fourth seismic shift occurs when we discover that every activity can be transformed into prayer by offering it to God. Pray constantly was St. Paul's invitation, and it is a beautiful spiritual principle. Learning to transform daily activities into prayer was one of the greatest spiritual lessons of my life. Over the next hour of your work for a friend, offer the next hour of your work for a friend who is sick. Offer the task you are least looking forward to today to God as a prayer for the person you know who is suffering most today. And do that task with great love, better than you have ever done it. Offer each task one at a time to God as a prayer for a specific intention, and do so with love. The fifth shift, make yourself available. Do you wish to know the secret to supreme happiness? Strip away everything in your heart that makes you less available to God. The joy we experience is proportional to how available we make ourselves to God. The fifth shift is about making ourselves 100% available to God. Consecration is ultimately about making ourselves available to God. Prayer is about making ourselves available to God. Through prayer, our spiritual awareness is constantly fine-tuned, and the more fine-tuned it becomes, the more we come to see that so few things really matter. The challenge then is to focus on things that really matter. Is your life focused on things that matter most? The fifth seismic shift in the spiritual life is availability. It is about surrendering ourselves, our plan, and our lives to God. It is through the surrender that our ultimate transformation takes place. It is through the surrender that we make ourselves 100% available to God, allowing Him to transform us and our lives. How available are you to God? Are you ready to surrender and make yourself completely available to Him? The sixth shift, just showing up. No matter what, just keep showing up to prayer. Keep showing up to Mass. Keep showing up for your spiritual routines and rituals. We will explore the sixth shift in more detail tomorrow, but for now, it is enough to be mindful that it is not about what we are doing. It is about what God is doing in us, through us, and with us when we show up. It is important to remember that God does all the heavy lifting in the spiritual life. The six seismic shifts are things that God does in us. All He asks is that we open ourselves up to Him and cooperate. If we start feeling overwhelmed spiritually, there is a fairly good chance that we have confused our role with God's role. The Eucharistic floods our soul with the grace needed to respond to these six seismic shifts with courage and wisdom. Each time we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, spend time in the presence of the Eucharist, acknowledge Jesus' presence in the tabernacle, our souls filled with grace. Consecrating yourself to Jesus in the Eucharist involves all three of these spiritual shifts. We will eventually arrive at these six significant moments in the spiritual life, organically if we stay committed to the journey. This consecration process will raise our awareness of them all over these 33 days. Trust, surrender, believe, receive. The lesson. The spiritual life is not about what we are doing. It is about what God is doing in us, through us, and with us when we surrender and make ourselves available to Him. The virtue of the day. Surrender. The virtue of surrender leads to tranquility. If you find yourself wrestling with every situation or doing battle with every person, it is time to explore why you are so insistent on imposing your will on every person and situation. The secret to surrendering to God is knowing your responsibilities and being clear about His responsibilities. Our willingness to surrender says a lot about our understanding of God. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Mary, Queen of the Eucharist, pray for us.